This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
It's 6:45. You're listening to WBEZ. Good morning. Well, as the 4th of July parade yesterday was just getting started through the streets of Highland Park, rapid gunfire rang out. Witnesses described a chaotic scene that soon turned into heartbreak. Six people were killed and more than two dozen people were injured. WBEZ's Sarah Karp spent the day in Highland Park and is here to tell us what she learned. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Lisa.
All right, so start out by telling us what happened.
So from what we know from police, the shooting started at about 10:15 in the morning when the parade was about two-thirds over. I talked to a father and his daughter who were near the town square close to where the shooting happened. The daughter, Zoe Pavlicek, said she heard gunshots.
I grabbed him. This is my dad. I grabbed my dad. And I was like, we need to run, Dad, come on. And I look back, and as we're running, there's a crowd of people running at this point, starting to get up. And we saw someone just fall to the ground.
So Pavlicek says that she thinks that that person died. Pavlicek and her father wound up going into a store. A lot of people went into local stores where they hid for at least an hour. There were two people in that store with them that were injured. Police say that the shooter went to a rooftop where he had a high-powered rifle. He actually left that gun there.
Right. And what do we know about the victims?
So far, we're just, you know, sort of learning as we go. We know that five victims, all adults, died on the scene. A sixth victim died at the hospital. We do not know at the moment the age of that victim. We also know that there were more than two dozen people injured, many of them seriously. And we're starting to hear, you know, different things about who those people are. This morning, I saw a GoFundMe page for two teachers that were injured. So I'm sure today we'll learn a lot more about the victims.
Yeah. So police did apprehend the suspect. It took, I think, about 8 hours. So it was quite tense most of the day. Tell us about what happened when authorities caught up with him.
For sure. So all throughout the day, police were searching for the gunman. They were going from building to building throughout the close perimeter, looking all over. SWAT teams, state police, and police departments from all over the area were helping with the search. In the early evening, police announced the name of what they called the person of interest in the car that they thought that he would be driving. And then at about 6:45, a police officer tried to stop him in North Chicago near US 41. He gave a bit of a chase, and then they say they were able to peacefully pull him over not too far away.
All right. And what do we know so far about this suspect?
So his name is Robert E. Cremo III. He's 22. He grew up in Highland Park. He is a young man with a face tattoo and tattoos of flowers around his neck. My colleague Dan Mahalopoulos looked into some of the videos he posted online and described one that was pretty haunting, where a drawing shows an armed person and plays dramatic music, and his voice says, or a voice says, "I need to leave now. I need to just do it." But, just to be clear, we don't know anything about the motive yet, and he hasn't been charged.
Right. And how are people reacting?
Well, as you can imagine, you know, people are pretty upset. As the day wore on, politicians started coming out, and there was talk about how this is another example of why gun control is needed. This is Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker speaking at a press conference.
It is devastating that a celebration of America was ripped apart by our uniquely American plague. A day dedicated to freedom has put into stark relief the one freedom we as a nation refuse to uphold, the freedom of our fellow citizens to live without the daily fear of gun violence.
So, you know, as I walked around the area, you can imagine, it didn't seem anything like a 4th of July. There was no smell of barbecue in the air, no random fireworks going off. Everyone seemed like they were just in shock. Some people were sitting outside their house watching all the police quietly. That father and daughter I talked to were, you know, still just trying to process what they had just gone through. They said it was surreal, horrific. So I'm sure it'll take a long time for that community to, you know, get back to normal.
Well, thank you so much for your reporting, Sarah. That's WBEZ education reporter Sarah Karp. You're listening to 91.5 WBEZ.